it's easy to remember.
Okay, cool.
And the angel wings.
You got it?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I got it.
All right, so we're recording again now. My apologies.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so now we're moving on to Miss Avril, and any message for you? Where to begin? Okay, so one moment, please. And Avril, say your first name, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Man, they're going back to the book. You're birthing a book. You're birthing a book. I'm going to make you giggle. But I actually kind of see you pregnant with a book. Like literally pregnant with a book. And it's really funny. You got like this little, like the baby shower kind of thing and like little book accessories.
Books.
Like books everywhere. Books everywhere. Like little books coming to the little party. You've got book written all over you today, or have you been working on the book? Why am I looking at your book?
No, I've been asking for help to get on with it.
Gotcha. That's why. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Yeah, it's. I feel it. It's kind of like that whole ego, how am I going to be perceived sort of thing that is sort of blocking the creative flow. Because
yeah.
if it was just for you and you were the only, you and your angels were only ones going to see it, you could probably knock it out in a few days. But because you have the awareness that it's going to be received by others, it's like a totally different game. So here's the good news. You've got the book already in you, and it's really just this concern about like social observation or something. That's just the block. And that's the good news, because what if it was that you didn't have the material also? Then that would be a problem. But they're assuring me that the material is sitting there waiting to be excavated. So that's like the huge promise and the good news about the matter. Okay. So then the question is how to release yourself from the whole social concern. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Service. Service. Yeah. I probably have given this to you, but they want me to give it to you again. And the reason is sometimes, you know, it's sort of like going to church, you know, like the Bible only has so many pages, so there are only so many sermons about the Bible, but repetition is helpful. So because every time you hear something, you hear it at the level of consciousness that you're at the present, and it has like a different impact. So because there's so much like of the old stuff in our unconscious, our subconscious needs to continue to hear sometimes the same messages so that it actually gets anchored and so we receive it. So the answer is really easy, and the answer is service. And let me explain that. I had, I'll tell you the truth. I struggle with anxiety up the yin yang. I always have, and almost like the closer I'm getting to bringing in these healing energies, it's starting again. I mean, it really is. It's like, breathe. But here's the thing. So I'm going, what they want me to go back to is when I first started these groups, before I did the online groups, I did meetup groups. I don't know if you have those in England, but it's just group gatherings locally, and it helps people get organized if they want to like offer a group in your local area. So what they told me when I was having a lot of trouble just having the courage to do this is they said to focus on service. So because if I make it about me, am I good enough, you know, all the other things, I block the flow. But when I make it about I have information that can help others. You know, me going through what I've gone through and accessing what I have now can help someone else get out of their own pain, can help help them find their way back to God, back to their higher self. So when I make it about loving the person, for in your case, reading the book, loving and caring about the person who's going to be reading the book, loving and caring about the person that's going to be helped from the book. The other thing is, I don't know what your belief system is, so for me, I think of God. So when I think of working for God, serving God, that takes me out of myself. Because then, you know, and sometimes, well, you're just going to have a book, but I have like people in my face sometimes. And sometimes they're not always easy, you know, because it's their ego challenging me. So when I focus on serving that person in front of me, forget it, I'm a mess. When I focus on serving God, I'm doing it to help God's children, and I'm working for God, I'm totally fine, because it takes me out of that whole ego stuff, how they're perceiving me, am I correct, am I not correct, am I being liked, am I being attacked, you know, it's all about me, regardless, or it's about the other person. And either way, it totally trips me up. When I think about wanting to help them find spirit, or when I think about wanting to serve God or spirit and helping people wake up, then it really doesn't matter what the person in front of me thinks. It really doesn't matter what, in other words, define whatever those words are for you. But this is really about you answering your soul's calling. Is the reason you're interested in doing it. So what they're saying is, this is about you answering your soul's calling. It's about you completing your assignment in this lifetime. And it's about you serving God. It's about you serving spirit. You went through a lot of experiences, they're saying, and you have a lot of gifts to share. You have a lot of information that are gonna help people that are still in bondage, that are still stuck. Because it's sort of like the message, and it's really interesting. When I was talking to Gina, or when I was talking earlier about vibrationally speaking, that we keep sharing the answer keys with each other. You know, like, oh, I have a piece, you know, here's a piece. You have a lot of answer keys for people. And they will be drawn to your book. And that's the other thing they're saying. Don't worry about promotion. Like, you may have to promote, but they'll find you the right people. Like, don't worry about the house, the mechanics of it. That spirit, I'm getting the chills, Avril. Spirit will organize that for you. Spirit will be instrumental in putting you in the right place in the right time, bringing you, oh, you know, it's so good I went to this place because here's somebody that can help me. Isn't that lucky of me? That kind of thing. It's going to be spirit putting you in the right place. So they will promote the book, and they will send the people that need to hear the book, to receive the book, to the right Facebook link or the right bookstore, however it is that you're going to promote it. So spirits, I'm getting the chills again. Spirit is all over that. They have that covered. So you don't need to worry about how to get the book out. You don't even need to worry about who's going to read the book. It's simply about being willing to answer God's calling. It's as simple as that. And it's about serving God. It's not about how it's received or not received or anything like that. It's simply about being willing to being willing to say yes to God. It's as simple as that. And whatever your words are for God, you know, so if it's divine self or whatever it is. But the more that you go back to that, and they're saying you're going to have to go back to that, because you're going to be fine until you're not fine. And so then when you're not fine, it's going back to that. And sometimes you may have to stop and go take a walk around the block. Breathe a couple times if it were a mic situation. And then that's fine too. But they're saying the more times that you practice that concept, the easier it's going to be for you. So like for Gina, it's about her remembering, oh, I'm magical. Like, I am allowed to follow my magic. And she really is. When she starts tapping into that, oh my God, life's going to get so much easier, because she's going to be living it a different way than she has in the past, or she's typically done so, or she's been taught to do so. That's the key. She's been taught to do it one way. She's going to find out she doesn't have to. There's a different way to live life. And it's going to literally produce magic for her. So for you, it's about, there's a different way to go about this whole process. And the way to go about the process is simply to serve the light. To serve the light, to serve God. It's like, how can I serve the light today? How can I serve God today? And that's your medium, your vehicle in which to serve. And it's as simple as that, but it's between you and God, and it's fulfilling the contract made between you and your higher self and God and the angels, whatever. And it doesn't have to do about it. It doesn't have to do with any of those people. They get served because you're willing to answer your calling. But it's the more that you keep that focus in that primary relationship, the faster you will make headway.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. And that helps. Does that feels comfortable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you said that anxiety, I get social anxiety. Well, I have got an anxiety disorder because I'm bipolar. Mm-hmm. It can go extreme anxiety. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm all right, but sometimes I just don't want to leave the house. I've had agoraphobia, so it is fighting that. But if I just don't, if I just override the ego and don't even think, I'll just go, I'm not going there, and I'll just go out and do something that I wouldn't normally do, and I feel so much better, but it's just overriding it, isn't it, you know?
Okay, when you say phobia, do you mean in general, or you mean in relationship to trying to write the book?
Oh, in general, just with
people. Oh, in general,
yeah. But I've really have got some weird issues with people, to be mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. But...
Well, here's the other thing, Avril. Say your name again, please.
Avril.
You know, there have been authors. Yeah, I don't have the memory I used to. I have no idea why, but I just don't. But anyway, I will research it or I'll find somebody that knows the answer to this. There are authors that are just recluses. In other words, you don't have to go out there and do a little book promotion. Like, you can do all this off of Facebook. What they're telling me is this whole thing can be orchestrated off the internet. You never have to interact with anyone on like a one-on-one. So you probably don't want to do meetup groups now, DC. but you can effectively publish and promote this book on the internet. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So take, but you do have a strong message of healing is what they're telling me. A strong message of healing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Alrighty. Dr. Lewis Singer, are you still here? Hi.
I am.
Hi.
Hi. I think I got my message from your opening. Definitely got my message from your opening, but just to tune in and see if there's anything else specifically for me.
Okay. So one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just clear some things, and then I can do this. Okay, and say your first name again, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
All right, give me a quick second because there's something on my mind that I have to clear that is keeping me from tuning in. So give me a quick second. I can release that. One moment. Okay, and we'll try one more time. And say your first name, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
Yeah. That was the first energy I felt in the beginning. Goodness, what heck is that? There's something. I'm going to start talking and I may need to ask you to say your name again, and I apologize. There's some kind of energy that's coming up, and it's like on your side, and it's not a physical thing. It's more of like an issue that has to be dealt with, resolved, dissolved, that sort of thing. I'm trying to think of what it is about. One moment, please. Okay, you moved on me. There you are. All right, one moment, please. All right, so I'm going to have you say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
Oh, goodness. Give me a quick second. I can feel it energetically. Yeah, I get that. Goodness, Lewis. It's a little bit harder with you because it's you, but I am receiving it. Lewis is my husband, in case anyone doesn't know why it's sometimes a little harder with him. Lewis, say your name again one more time.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
I'm just going to say it this way. There's an energy that's coming up for healing. That's the good news. Because it's blocking you. I'm going to say it this way. It's blocking you. And so it's coming up for healing. I feel like it has to do with your ancestry. Because the images I immediately got were your images of your grandparents, images of my grandparents. And I feel like it has something to do with energies of the past that, yeah, they're confirming this, that are coming up for healing. And say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
Okay, I'm going to say this. There's some kind of like lineage learning, lineage teaching, lineage belief system that just doesn't work for you. And you have been, how do I say this? The feeling I have is that you have been loyal to a fault. In other words, promoting the past, being a good example of what you've done for the past, like the past lineage, the past ancestry, the past people, you know, what they went through so you could be who you are kind of thing, is a very important issue for you. But they're saying one thing that's, and that's all good and relevant and timely, but one thing that's missing, they're saying don't buy into it all, like, what's the phrase, line, hook, and sinker. In the sense that what is missing, I'm trying to get the words out for you, what is missing is the element of self-freedom and self-expression. Because they're saying that energy has to be modernized a little bit. That you have the freedom to do it your own way. There's a tendency to want to be loyal. They keep saying loyalty. It's about loyalty. To be loyal to be loyal to tradition, to be loyal to formal standards, customs, traditional teachings. I don't feel like it has to do with Judaism, because I know you and Judaism. I don't feel like this has anything at all to do with Judaism. I feel like it has to do with some beliefs that were transferred down through your family line. And so at some point, and say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
At some point, you're suddenly, I don't know how it's going to be, but it's like you're suddenly going to wake up one day and think, holy crap, you know, I haven't really been living my life. I've been living someone else's or the energies of what I've been told a good person is, what I've been told a noble person is or whatever, versus kind of like living to your own colors. So the feeling I have is, give me one quick second. I'm going to tell you what I feel like. Yeah, I see that. Okay, so there's one of these movie cartoons that Benjamin watched when he was a little kid, a Christmas cartoon, and it was one of the elves, and the elf really wanted to be a dentist, and he was an elf because he was brought up to be an elf, he was groomed to be an elf, like who doesn't want to be an elf, you know, one of Santa's elves. But, I mean, I probably need that kid, you know, I'd feel safe with him, but the bottom line is this kid really wanted to be a dentist. But it just wasn't allowed or accepted to the point that he never spoke up before, because you just don't. I feel like it's unconscious. I feel like Lewis, say your name again, please.
Lewis.
Say it one more time.
Lewis.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you with this. I check myself because, you know, I'm your wife. So is this the wife saying, is this the channeler saying this? But I feel very strongly, yeah, I'm getting confirmation. This is not me and my ego saying this. This is spirit. It's the kind of thing that's just like, it's just going to take you back, because there's something, and I don't even feel like it's like I wanting to be like thing, you know. It's like, oh, I want the approval of my parents, so I'm going to say, do what they say. It's not that. It's interesting. It's not this, I need your approval. It's more of, I need my own approval. And the way I approve of myself is doing what I think the right thing is to do, or doing, you know, what the establishment says to do, or good people do, something like that. But it came down from the lineage of what you were taught good is, or the right thing, or something like that. Anyway, it's I'm gonna leave you with my little elf friend. It's kind of like that. You're gonna wake up and it's gonna be something crazy. You know, not that I think you're gay or anything, but you're gonna wake up one day and it's like, you know, I think I'm gay. Like it's something that you just never even gave yourself permission. Yeah, the dog's all upset about that thought. But something like you never thought to even give yourself permission, because I feel like because you didn't allow yourself to go there because it didn't fit into what you had adopted as what you wanted to be. I don't think it's about being gay, but maybe, I don't know what it is, but it's like something you're just gonna wake up and it's like, you know, I really want to go to India and play my music in India, or it's going to be like something like that. But it's going to be so clear to you. It's going to be like, oh my God, I've never really known who I was, or I've never really permitted, this is what it is, I've never permitted myself to really be me. And it's good. It's really, really good. It's really good, whatever it is. I have no earthly idea what it is. But, and say your name one more time.
Lewis.
It's time. It's time. You know, maybe you want to stay straight, but you want to be like drag singing at night in a club. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's going to come out. And
that was
weird.
Hold on.
That was really, was that not weird, guys? What was that? Did you hear that music? Are you there? He's muted now.
Yeah, I had the music channel on mute and it just came up. That's weird.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Like all of a sudden.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
What can you possibly say after that? What can you possibly? Okay, you got your message. Okay. You're good. All right. Songle? There she is.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm so wonderful. So nice to see you.
Yeah, it's same for me as well. Okay. I listened to your radio program.
Oh, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you, honey bunny. Yeah, I totally cannot hear you at all right now for some reason.
Really?
Okay, now I hear you again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great now.
Ah, good. I want to show you something right now.
Okay. That is gorgeous. That is gorgeous. I can see it. Who made it?
I did it. I made it.
You drew that?
You know, I wanted to start, but I couldn't start. Remember?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The color.
That's magnificent.
It's not finished yet, actually. I'm still working on that.
That's magnificent. Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, wow. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Wow.
Anyway, right, today I don't have anything on mind, but yesterday, you know, the full moon thing, I did the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of 1 hour meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And some things came out, you know, more clearing. And something that I didn't realize, I knew, but I didn't realize. So more things to release came up.
Wow.
And I think I released one incident when I was a child. And also another thing is about my elder sister. I felt sorry. I know she's been suffering for a long time. She has to take care of my old dad, father, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that. Way. I mean, I knew that, but I haven't been feeling that sorry for a long time, but that came yesterday as well.
Wow.
pleasing. So I don't know what to ask the angels and guides.
Wow.
Just what I need to know.
Okay.
Maybe more pleased than I came to surface.
Wow. Okay, so the two things that came through was that your older sister was like burden or had the job.
Sorry.
Yeah, had the job. Okay, and what was the other thing? Okay, and what was the other part? One was your older sister. What was the other part?
The other part was an incident that happened when I was a child, the family issue.
Family issue. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wonderful. Yeah, you definitely are releasing. Huge, huge releasing. It's really quite beautiful. I also feel like that trip was very helpful to you.
Yeah. I got inside after the trip.
Yeah.
Emotionally and physically as well, you know?
I feel like, go on.
I thought that I changed a little bit after that.
You did.
You know, released, you know, nothing is important, nothing is serious. It's just the linear world thing, you know?
My strong feeling is that you are visiting places you've been before, like in other lifetimes. And my strong feeling is, oh, how interesting. And say your first name, please.
Songyu.
And say it one more time.
Songyu.
All right, so this is how I'm going to say it. I feel like, wow, are you skilled? I feel like there is a bit of soul retrieval that took place in that trip. In other words, you have frequented those places before in other lifetimes. And when you went back there, it was like you processed memories, information, feelings. And in fact, you connected more fully with your true self. Really powerful, no accident that you were destined to go there. You were destined to go there.
Yeah, I didn't know that people suffered a lot there, a lot, you know? Especially in Cambodia. I really felt sorry. I mean, something went deep inside me.
Yeah, I feel like you were one of the people that suffered in other lifetimes. You were one of the people. Wow, it's huge, huge. How wonderful of you to follow your intuition to go there.
Mm.
How wonderful. And it was really interesting to me, and then I'll tune into you, but when I saw your pictures on Facebook, when I would look at your face, I just felt, I felt something so profound in you. And like the pictures were gorgeous, trust me. I mean, you know, me and Buddhism, I mean, I was just enthralled. But more important than that, when I would look at you, I could just feel something energetically going on with you. I could just feel it. I just felt it. So now I understand. Now I understand. Okay, wonderful. You know, whenever we're ready for our next step or our next level, it just always is provided. It's just such a beautiful thing. The way that happens. All right, so let me tune in. I'm getting lights. I'm getting lights going off for you. Yeah, I see that. They're just giving me confirmation of the shifts that have taken place. So it's just confirmation of what I feel like you already know on some level. All right, so let me see what else we can bring through. And just say your first name, please, for me.
Songyu.
And say it one more time for me.
Songyu.
Okay. Let me just clear out Lewis's energy, because that really, it's still lingering a little bit. So one moment, please. Okay. But yours is coming in, so that's the good news. And say your name again, please.
Songyu.
And say it one more time, please.
Songyu.
Yeah, I see it. I'm seeing a symbol. What does the symbol mean? What does the symbol mean? It's a really good symbol. My feeling is, I'll tell you what it looks like. I wish I had a picture of it. It's gold. It's definitely gold. And it looks something like something between a lion and a crest. But it's very... I'll try to find something that looks like it, so at least you can see what I'm looking at. It looks like very scrolly. You know, it's got like twists and turns, and but it's about you. It looks a little bit like some of the things you see with the sacral chakra, like that color scheme kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it may have something to do with that. And say your name one more time, please.
Bonge.
You've got a new phase coming to you. You've got a new phase. You're entering, and it makes perfect sense to me that you're suddenly creative, because that's the whole sacral chakra stuff going on, that you're, you know, your creativity and all that. My strong feeling is, and say your name one more time, please.
Bonge.
It's so good. It's silly good. You're entering a new phase of creativity and empowerment. And it has something to do with soul retrieval. You have, how interesting. And say your name one more time, please.
Bonge.
Yeah, you're predestined to have this upgrade, but you're actually a little bit ahead of schedule, that you're calling it forward now. And there's reason. I don't really know what the reason is, except by you doing, it has to do with other people's timetables. So by you going first to get it started, then they're going to meet up with you here so you can crisscross right when you're supposed to crisscross, that kind of thing. It's fantastic. What I can tell you is it's fantastic. The changes that occurred from that trip are life lasting. They would not have happened had you not, here's a compliment to you. They would not have happened had you not done the preparatory work. So you had to go deeper. You had to do soul searching in order to be open, to be willing to have whatever took place. But what I can tell you is they're saying it was successful, and they're saying A+. They're saying A+. And so now you're entering this phase. I feel like, oh God, I don't know my history. I used to know it, but anyway. But you know, like the Romans or whatever, like you have different periods. You know, they have this period, now you're going into this dynasty or this period. That's how it feels to me in regards to you and this lifetime. Energetically speaking, you're entering a new phase. There's been like this renewal, and you're entering a new phase. And let me see what I can tell you about that. I keep hearing creativity and empowerment. You're going to feel yourself being stronger. You're going to feel yourself being stronger, more intuitive, more creative. And the possibilities are going to feel endless to you, because you're basically not scared of yourself anymore. You're not scared of being you. And because of that, you're harnessing, this is what they're showing me the chi ball. So I'm suspecting that does have to do with the sacral chakra, because I see like this nice, beautiful chi ball that's the color of that sacral chakra. So I feel like you really have all that energy going for you now that you can work with. It's fantastic. I don't really feel like there are any instructions other than owning what's there and you're accessing. I do feel like there's a little bit of a learning process in terms of accessing it and getting comfortable with it. But it's good. It's huge. It's wonderful. I'm so happy for you, really. So deserving. Because they're saying that you stepped up. You know, like you didn't avoid your work. You did not avoid your work. You dealt with it, and so here's the reward. Here's the grace, they're saying. You're receiving grace. I will leave you with that. I mean, that's I would like that message. That sounds a very nice message. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Anything about my sister, elder sister?
Okay, so let's see if there's anything there. One moment, please. And say your first name, and then say her first name.
Songu.
Mm-hmm.
Sümbül.
And say her first name again.
Sümbül.
And say it one more time.
Sümbül.
And say it one more time.
Sümbül.
Thank you. There is a reason why she's experiencing what she's experiencing right now. You know, there's always this karmic reason for the twists and turns in life. It would help her to energetically be a little bit more restored more balanced. So maybe more time outside, more time with natural resources. I do feel like there's an energy shift that would help her and support her. You know, if she's got to pay the bills, I don't know what the weather is like, but take the bills outside and sit outside and get some fresh air and pay the bills. Like, you don't have to go away on vacation in order to accomplish this kind of stuff. Because I feel like there's going to be like, oh, I'm already doing it, or, oh, it's, you know, I don't have time to do it. And it's like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You can take your work and just sit down on a chair on the grass and put your feet on Mother Earth. And I think it's probably cold there, so maybe you can't put your bare feet on Mother Earth. But, you know, anything, and say your name one more time, please.
Sound good.
Yeah, replenishing, rejuvenation, that kind of thing. And I feel like energetically speaking. So nature, I mean, I would say Qigong, but I don't know that she's going to want to do Qigong. So any natural resources. There is a karmic reason why she's experiencing what she's experiencing. I don't know. There's a reason. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Indeed, we are, one moment please. Indeed, we are one brushstroke away from supporting all of you in your new changes, in your new timeline, in your new outlook on life. You are all stepping up in a grand way, and we support and encourage each of you. So remember, as you're tuning in for that next holy breath, as you're working with the supposed anxiety or what have you, to remember to call in for your own attunement. You see, we are literally just one brushstroke, one breath away. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.